My apologies for not starting in time. As you know, that in this special meeting, we need a quorum to speak to the final mandate of this bill that passed. This is a special 75. We are going to talk to this. So we need 5 members because we have 9 provinces. So 5 members. Make us correct. That is why we're waiting for Honorable Mamporo to action. My apologies. All members, we are finalizing this bill, NAPESA, a bill which we started last year.
Chairperson. Sorry to interrupt, Chairperson. I'm in trouble. I never thought we were going to start so late. I have to attend an event at Grote Skill Hospital at 11 o'clock. They are opening a stable, the neonatal unit, and the MEC is not even there, so I'm going to be the only official. If I can bear with me, maybe what I can tell you.
No.
If it pleases the House.
No.
Thank you.
I think members will agree. It's not your
fault. No, I agree because he took his time and effort to come and be with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not because of him.
Yeah. No, as I was saying, as I was welcoming all members to say, we are finalizing this bill. I'm hoping that by the time we leave, other minister will be about to finish.
How?
It's a very short process.
Okay.
In terms of apologies, all members, I have an apology from Free State, Honorable Michelle Dick is not well. An apology from Hogan. An apology from Honorable Kaola and Zwane as well. They are so far second place today. But we still do correct. All members, just one comment from my side that what we must take note on the bills that are coming. This one, there's nothing much we can do because we have already made amendments. We must take a decision whether we want to make amendments. The problem with making amendments at this stage is that we may lose the bill. Because if you make amendments and already NA, like the next bill that we'll be dealing with, is not here, or even if they are here, if they don't accept the amendment, they will drop the bill and it has to start all over again. Just a comment that I want to make. But in this bill, honorable members, it was referred to us on the 28th of August, 2018, and we got a briefing on the 23rd of October. And we then advertised for public comments. We went to public hearing, and this is where we are today. We have received 6 mandates. We have not received a mandate from Northwest and Gauteng. With Limpopo, Honorable Mamporo will speak to that. They indicated that they may not be on time to send us a bill, but they have communicated to what is their position, which Honorable Mamporo will speak to, which give us a go-ahead to finalize the bill, because we do have a quorum of 6 provinces. I will then ask members to speak to their provincial mandate, starting with Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Honorable members, the minister from the department, also the official in the meeting, Honorable Chair, Rafunda, the final money from the Eastern Cape is addressed to the Chairperson, National Council of Provinces. Name of Bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill, B16G 2018, date of deliberation, 22nd February 2019, vote of the legislature, the province votes in favor of the bill with amendments and mandates the Eastern Cape permanent delegates to the NCLP to vote in favor of this bill. Regards, signed by Honorable Nokolo Kivit, the Speaker of the Eastern Cape Legislature. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamburu. I've just got a briefing now that we have received Northern Cape mandate, which Honorable Sopo will speak to it. The following province is a Free State province. It is referring to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, National Bill, the Bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa. And the date is 22 February 2019. The Free State Legislature voted in favor on the bill. That is the final mandate of Free State. Then Free State will be followed by Gauteng, which we do not have a bill. KZN. Honorable, okay. I also have KZN here, addressed to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces. The name of the bill, date Friday, 22nd February 2019. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Legislature met today, Friday, the 22nd February 2019, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the National Public Health Institute of South Africa, Bill 16D of 2019. That is KZN mandate. It's followed by Mamburu, as indicated, we have not yet received, but I just want to allow the permanent delegate to speak to the position of the project.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. According to our communication line, in 5 minutes the mandate will be here. They were waiting for the signature of the speaker, but it is a positive mandate that states we must vote in favor of the bill at the province of this. Thank you.
Then it will be followed by Mpumalanga. I requested Honorable Mpumalanga to speak to our mandate as a province, Mpumalanga.
Thank you again, Chairperson. The mandate is as follows. To the chairperson of the NCLP, name of the bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa bill, number of the bill, B10/20171, date of deliberation, 25 February 2019. Vote of the legislature, the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces is hereby conferred with the mandate to vote in favor of the bill, signed by Mrs. V.S. Sewela, MPL Speaker Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature, dated 25/2/2019. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Northern Cape.
Well, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. The mandate of the province, the correspondence was addressed to the Chairperson of the Council, Honorable Tali Mudise. The name of the bill is the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill. Number of the bill, B16D/2007. The date of deliberation is the 26th of February 2019. The vote of the legislature is the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the bill. And the correspondence is signed by the Speaker of the Legislature, Honorable Kenny Mwima, on the 26th of February 2019. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That is supposed to be followed by Northwest, but we do not have, they could not make it on time. Then Western Cape.
Thank you, Chair. My greetings to the Honorable Minister and also the members here. The final mandate just was addressed to the chairperson of the NCLP, Ms. T. Thandi Modise. The name of the bill, National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill. The number of the bill, B16D 2017. Date of celebration was the 22nd February 2019, last Friday. The vote of the legislature, the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, supports the bill. It was signed by the Speaker, Shana Fernandez, on 26th of May 2019. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, honourable members. In fact, we have 7 provinces in favour of the bill if we take out Gauteng and North West. But in terms of ballots that we receive in writing, there are six. Then it means that the bill has been supported by all provinces. I want to give an opportunity before we finalize to the legal advisor, Parliament, for input. If there is anything you want to say, I don't know whether state or advisors are here. They are not. Anything that you want to raise on this bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have nothing to raise. We did take all the comments from the committee last weekend to raise them reflected in the hearing.
Thank you very much, honourable members. The bill is duly supported by the committee, honourable minister, and I think we're done with this meeting, with this bill. I want to read the report of the Committee on Social Services. The report of the Select Committee on Social Services on the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill B16B of 2017, National Assembly Section 76, dated 26 February 2019. The Department of Health briefed to the committee on the 23rd of October 2018 on the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill 16B of 2017. The bill was referred to the committee on the 28th of August 2018. The Select Committee on Social Services, having deliberated on and considered the subject of the National Public Health Institute of South Africa, Bill 16B of 2017, National Assembly Section 76 referred to it and classified by the JGM as a Section 76 bill, reports that it has agreed to an amended bill B16G. Of 2017. That is our report, honourable members. We will then present to the House in the next sitting. I think it does represent of what transpired throughout the process. Thank you very much, honourable members, the department, our legal team, for the support and staff supporting provinces. The bill is duly supported and our meeting, I think, then adjourned. I don't see any other item. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Minister.
Okay.
I'm sure you are late. Sorry for...
Yeah.
Before the election.